Now, students, fly with me to the dawn of history. We'll start investigating the toot and the whistle and the plunk and the boom. It's very stimulating.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Oh, because that's a powerful way to live life. That's how you create a powerful life. That's how you be a creator. Because if you've got all these people on the sidelines giving you their opinion, their critiques, their little snide remarks, their little praises and compliments, and you're always constantly distracted looking one way and the other, how are you going to move forward?
Thank you. Thank you. California earlier today. And, of course, we'll all miss the talent of Marvin Gaye. A special tribute to Marvin.
I'm Steve North from The Source, and soul singer Marvin Gaye was shot and killed Sunday at his parents' home in Los Angeles. Police say Gaye's 70-year-old father, the Reverend Marvin Gaye Sr., fired the fatal shots during an argument about insurance dealings. Shocked fans gathered outside California Hospital, where Gaye died of gunshot wounds to the chest.
Jockey program director Frankie Crocker describes the loss this way.
He was the kind of person you wanted to be around, soft-spoken, but a very deep, deep talent, and we've lost a big one.
Marvin Gaye won a Grammy for his latest blockbuster hit, Sexual Healing.
Marvin Gaye, a special tribute to Marvin.
Wow.